Hi guys, thank you for joining me on this exciting episode of the Lima's Talk Show, the podcast. My name is Salaudeen Alimat Sadia and I am so happy to have you all on board. If you are a new listener, you are most definitely welcome. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for stopping by my podcast. Here we'll discuss amazing discussions and genuine discussions ranging from lifestyle to health to self-improvement discussions to societal issues, sometimes bad goals, sometimes to shake tables and break tables. All of these are in a bid to make us better and happy people. That's what we do here. So you are welcome. If you are a returning listener, I am so happy to have you once again. Thank you for stopping by my podcast. I'll be back shortly. So guys, today we have an exciting episode, like I've mentioned, and you guys are going to love it because this is something I have never done on my pod, right? What I'm going to do today is to share with you responses from people. So I asked them questions and they sent me their responses, and I'm going to be sharing them with you today. Now, these questions that I had are: 1. How did you learn how to cook? 2. Do you think cooking is overrated? And 3. Do you think cooking is a gender role? Like, do you think a particular gender is supposed to be the one to do the cooking? The responses are so exciting and I can't wait for you to listen to them. So stay tuned. My name is Oluwa Tobiloba. I'm a student and I'm here on the Lima Talk Show. First of all, shout out to Lima. Girl, you are doing good. The first question is, how did I learn how to cook? So my aunt and my mom taught me how to cook, I think when I was in GS3 in the secondary school. So we started small, you know, how to make noodles, then spaghetti, then rice, and then swallow, then to making soup and stew. One of my biggest challenges in cooking would be how to put condiments, you know, seasoning and all that. It's always rather too much or too small, but now I think I got the hang of it. The second question is cooking overrated? Yes, cooking is overrated. I mean, if I have the chance to go out and if I have the money, I would rather not cook every day, because cooking can be stressful. I mean, for people that have large family, you cook and cook and cook 3 times a day. So I believe cooking is overrated. But then the food you are going out to eat is somebody that is cooking it. So cooking is still cooking, but then, you know, when you don't get to do it, it's a little less, you know. And then the last question is, should cooking be gender-based? No, I don't think cooking should be gender-based. Like, but the African culture, we have this patriarchy mentality that, you know, we always teach the ladies how to keep a home, how to cook, wash, clean, and all those, and we let the guys do what they want to do. I don't think it should be so, because personally, I believe everybody eats. So far, you can eat the food, you should be able to cook it. That is my own opinion, though. So I don't believe that only the girl should be cooking. I mean, sometimes even, like, I believe a guy should know how to, at least know how to cook. You might not be cooking every time, but please know how to cook. Like, so that's my opinion. Cooking should not be gender based. Everybody should know how to cook because everybody knows how to eat. Thank you, Lima, for this opportunity. I love you.
Everyone, hope you guys are good. My name is Olubiola Mede, and it's amazing to be here talking on the Lima's Talk Show, on the popular The Lima's Talk. Question here is, how did you learn how to cook? Well, how did I learn how to cook? I wouldn't say there's a particular way I learned how to cook. There's, like, it wasn't as if my mom sat me down and she started teaching me, or I had notes on how to cook, or I read something on how to cook or something. It was just normal. It just came naturally. Like, okay, it's normal for girls, you know, for your mom to call you to the kitchen whenever she's like doing something in the kitchen. Maybe she's cooking. She can just call you to come and like assist her with some things. Maybe hold something, you know, watch something or so. You know, from there, I was just looking at her the way she usually does her thing then. So I just look at her, like, the way she did, you know, normal stuff now. Like, there's no way you would just be in the kitchen with your mom and you won't get something. You know, this is how they do this, this is how they do this. And that was how I just learned how to. The little I know how to cook, though. The little I know how to cook, yes. That was how I learned it. Yeah, basically. So the second question, do you think cooking is overrated? Ah, my yes, cooking is overrated, though. In fact, very overrated. To me, though, it's my opinion, though, because I have every right to my opinion. So it's really overrated to me, oh. Cooking is overrated because how far now? I would like cook for like 2 hours, 3 hours, and I'll eat for 10 minutes. It doesn't make sense now. It doesn't make sense. Cooking, in fact, nowadays, I really, really get tired of staying in the kitchen. I don't know why. We're staying in the kitchen for like, let's say, 30 minutes. I'll get tired already. Like, this food, we still eat and go to the toilet again. What's not the essence of cooking? So cooking is overrated to me. Oh, it's really overrated, like overrated. Kini, what's there? It's kind of stressful, but you don't have a choice now. You have to cook because you have to eat, except you want to eat out, and eating out is kind of expensive these days. So yeah, I just feel cooking is overrated to me. It is very overrated. The last question, do you also think cooking belongs to a particular gender to do? No, absolutely no. I don't think cooking belongs to a particular gender to do. Because I'm a girl now doesn't mean I'm a girl doesn't mean it's my best right to be in the kitchen. It doesn't make sense. If you're a guy too, you should know how to cook. There should be equity in everything we do. You know, there should be, the guys should know how to cook. In fact, I even think that it's kind of romantic for a guy to know how to cook, because it's, you know, you do the breakfast in bed, you know, dinner night, it would just be like fun, dinner dates and all, you know, instead of just going to the restaurant and just cooking, your guy can just say, babe, let me just undo this. Let me cook something. You just get me wine and other stuffs. Don't worry, I'll cook something very delicious and we'll have a date inside the house. You know, it's actually kind of romantic to me if a guy knows how to cook. But going back to the question, I like cook if cooking belongs to a particular gender. No, I don't think so. I think all of us should know how to cook. Thank you all. Bye.
My name is Olua Pamile Reayo. I think it was more of like unconsciously, because I can't really remember when my mom sat me down in the kitchen and started saying, you do this, you do this, you do that. When she wants to cook, we just help her around, wash, rinse the pepper, go and blend the pepper, you know. From there, you start learning little things like that. Although there are times that, I think there was a time when I started growing up and I developed interest in some type of food that are not really our type then, such as ogbono. We don't really take it, but I know she knows how to cook it, so then we ask questions like that. My mom does not really sit us down to say, this is how you do this, this is how you do this. Mm-hmm. We know when we cook rice, we add salt, the particular amount of water, depending on the amount of rice we want to cook, sure you understand. So the question of should cooking be a gender based? No. I can proudly say it's that I have male siblings, younger siblings, and they are, in fact, I can say their culinary skills is more better than mine. The cookie will do your point. Imagine. So it depends on how you train your kids, and to make them even more useful for themselves in the future, I think it's better for all the genders to know how to cook, now that the meals now to cook, there's no point saying that any coffee if you want shark or something like that, so you get. So cooking skill is never overrated, though. Like, you know, your bias is to say that the way to a man's heart is his stomach. I think I believe in that one too. Guys love food. They love women that knows how to cook. They love women that knows how to make them happy through their stomach. So it's never really underrated. And it is a skill that is usually... So I feel it's not overrated. It is something one can even invest into as a business. Can invest into it as a family business and all. So I hope I've answered your question. Do have a nice day.
I hope you all had fun listening to these responses from people. Honestly, guys, I wanted it to be longer and I actually wanted to get responses from the male gender, but I couldn't get any one of them to talk. But at the end of the day, if I should get, I'll probably make a sequel to this episode because I find it so interesting. And I want you guys to download this Podroom app. Yes, I'm sending you to do that. It is an app to listen to podcasts and chat while listening to this podcast. And you can chat with other fellow listeners. You can chat with me, the host of the podcast. You can chat with anyone that is listening to that particular podcast at the moment, as long as they are online. And I think that sounds so fun. I really want us to experience this fun together. I want you to download this app from Play Store or Apple Store. And I want you to hit me up as soon as possible you download this app. I'll be waiting for you. I love you all so much. Thank you for staying tuned to my podcast. I'll see you some other time. Bye.